Welcome to Yentl and Nikki's podcast.
We're just two Jersey girls that are insanely bored and are ready to talk about anything, everything, and sometimes, honestly, nothing at all.
Whoop, there it is. Hi.
Hey.
It was so nice seeing you.
I saw you like a few days ago.
I know. Weird. So weird. Mm-hmm. Like so many. I love this extra helping of Yentl. I'm loving it. Oh goodness. Yeah, so we're back to our regular routine. Happy Tuesday. Can you see? Happy Tuesday. I didn't even get to tell you. Did you see my plan? I got a plant because a girl was starting to get depressed in her space and was like, I think I need green. And yeah, so just
I like it. What is the name of that plant?
That is an excellent question. I don't know. No, it's some sort of palm. Mm-hmm. Palm tree. I did not realize until after we got it that there's several different types that are I guess fairly common indoor plants.
Isn't that a tropical plant?
I don't know. What I can tell you though is that when I got home and then started to look it up, it falls into the category of hard plants to care for. I did not look that up before I got it.
So, mm-hmm. Okay, let me discuss I brought this up for a reason. So I too, many years ago when I lived in Maryland, I had a day and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy me a plant. Mm-hmm. And guess what plant I bought? The plant behind you. I bought that plant. And it was beautiful what are those things called? Greenhouse or whatever?
Yeah.
I went to a plant store. It was gorgeous. Mm. It looked just like the one you have behind you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was a difficult plant to keep. So I did some research and it is a tropical plant. And it needs a lot of humidity and light and love. Uh-huh. And that has been the only plant that did not make it. It as soon as it got to my house, it said, I can't, help me. And I bought it similar size. So it was like an expensive purchase because I got it big like you did. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. I got it home. I repotted it in this big thing. And the apartment I lived in had a lot of light, but clearly not enough humidity. And I think within maybe 3 to 4 months, it was done. So that's why I asked you that and was trying to get details because this is if you are a plant novice, you're starting at difficulty level.
Yeah, I got excited. So I got a little too excited evidently because, this was my journey, right? Like I knew I wanted some greenery. I also like to think that I'm self-aware. I do know myself. So I started with fake plants first. That's where I was like, okay, maybe I'll just get a couple of fake plants just to give some green, whatever.
Sure, sure.
I did not realize how expensive fake plants can be.
They're not cheap either.
They are not cheap. And then went down this rabbit hole of, the question of like plastic versus silk and, I did not know this either, but apparently what a lot of folks were saying is that silk plants, while they look beautiful, are like a little bit more difficult to really clean and care for. So I was like, okay, well, that goes against every fiber of my being. Like I'm trying to do the low maintenance thing, and also balance it with cost. Went to Home Depot. This was actually fairly reasonable. Like I think this was maybe $40, I want to say.
So
which is like a third of what I was seeing in terms of getting fake plants. So I was like, fuck it, let me get it. And then, that's when I discovered going home and just was like, oh, you know what? I probably should look this up. Let me get a better idea. And then realized that it fell into the the hard category. I got excited because it was on sale and reasonably priced and thought I'd be
Nikki,
okay.
Nikki, I failed at that. I'm sorry. I wanted to let you know. That's why I kept looking at it like that looks like the first plant I bought and didn't survive. It was like $150 down the toilet.
Damn.
I have no advice to give you. Just the God bless.
Just a God bless. Well, I guess the humidity, like I'm actually sitting here wondering, do I need to get a humidifier?
You might.
Like, that was the other. Yeah. It does get pretty dry in here. Even to the point where in our bedroom we have one. So I'm thinking, I might have to get one for my new baby. So, okay. So that pretty much was my weekend. That's what I did. I went out, I bought something I shouldn't have bought, thought that it would be a nice, easy purchase. Perhaps I'm already regretting it. But how are you? How was the trip back? How was your week going so far? How are you doing?
Well, I did not buy a plant. Nothing. I mean, honestly, it's been pretty low key. The trip was fine. Less chaotic than the trip trip to New Jersey. So not pretty uneventful. The reason I was in New Jersey was paying respect to my uncle who passed away. And that was lovely. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice to like, I hate that seeing a large group of family and friends is at a occasion like a funeral, but it is what it is. But it's really nice to like spend time with family, albeit short. It was nice seeing family I haven't seen in God knows so many years. So that was nice. And, you know, family, friends, and giving hugs and kisses and condolences and all that stuff. And then I flew back and did absolutely nothing for the rest of the weekend. So that's all I got. It was low-key. I mean, the only thing I watched this weekend of note was maybe an hour and a half of the Oscars. So did you watch it at all?
No, I only saw like little bits afterwards. So yeah, we can jump into that because it's so it's funny. So when was it Sunday that it was on, right? Does it normally air on Sunday? So we finally watched the movie, the Emma Stone movie, Poor Things. Poor Things. Yeah, I think that's it. I will say this. Once it was done, me and the husband both kind of agreed. We're like, I don't think this should win anything. Like, we were just kind of like, I know. It's not bad. I'll come back to that. So we both kind of looked at each other because it starts off really slow. I will say that. It's like in black and white and it's very, you know, it's got that like artistic sort of like independent film vibe. Mm-hmm. And it just took a while for me to like get into it. And then we finished and we're like, yeah, it's okay. But like, we don't think it should win anything. And then like almost maybe like 20 minutes later is when we went online and we saw that she had won for Best Actress. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did you think of her performance?
It was fine. I mean, I think she's been better in other movies.
Okay. Wow.
It wasn't. Okay. I'm going to give this part away. I don't think it'll be a spoiler. There's a lot of sex and I know I'm going to sound so prudish saying that, but like, It was a lot. And I think even like my husband was just kind of like, hey, that's great. Like, kudos to Emma Stone, like really putting herself out there, like really putting herself out there. But it felt like there were definitely times where it was like, I don't need all this. I don't need.
Okay.
And maybe it was because of like, you know, she's paired up with like Mark Ruffalo at one point, and I was just like, I don't need this. You know, we get it. She's exploring her womanhood, but it just at times like it started to feel like really gratuitous, and we're like, a little too much. I think it was a good movie. Okay. I just think that there were a lot of movies during this like Oscar cycle that I thought was better. You know, okay. I know we were talking offline about the holdovers. I thought the mm-hmm. actress that won for that, I thought she was fantastic. At first, I thought she was Divine Joy. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. 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 I didn't realize. I thought she was leading actor. But I think she actually was supporting. I think it was like Paul Giamatti or whatever.
Yes, she won. Yes. Yeah. Yes, she did.
Yeah. So that's who I was sort of hoping would have taken it, which in theory, she did take it home. But I just thought she was in the same category as Emma Stone.
Got it.
I don't know who else was like nominated for Best Actress. Now I'm going to look it up.
The woman in Curse of the Flower Moon.
Right. Okay. Right.
Uh-huh. Who else?
Now I'm going to look it up.
I don't remember anybody else.
Was she?
I don't think she was nominated for Best Actress.
Okay, yeah. Right, Lily, Killers of the Flower Moon, right?
Yes, Lily Gladstone. I never remember her damn name, but yes.
Oh, did you see my Maestro?
Yes, I did.
That movie?
Yes, yes.
What's her
Mulligan, Carey Mulligan?
Yeah, I thought she was great in that.
I actually really, really enjoyed her character immensely. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Let's see. Annette Bening. I didn't see Nyad.
Oh,
I didn't see that
Got it.
And that An Anatomy of a Fall? Sandra Hüller?
Don't know what that is or who that is.
I don't even remember. Oh, I think it was that. Okay. Yeah, about like, I don't know, she falls off the roof or her husband falls off the roof. And I guess it's the whole question of like, did he fall or I don't know. I didn't see that movie. So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I thought I liked Carey Mulligan. I liked her more than Emma Stone. Sorry, Miss Stone.
The internet thought that Lily Gladstone deserved it.
She was fantastic too. Actually, I take that back. It's tough. I thought, yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Who did between Lily and Carey, who did you feel had a stronger performance?
I'm going to go with between those two. I would go with Carey Mulligan. I thought her character from start to finish in Maestro was just phenomenal. And mm-hmm. she really, you know, Bradley Cooper. Why do I always say Gary? I don't know. Is there a famous Gary Cooper?
I don't think so. Let me see Gary Cooper. I don't know.
There might be a famous one, but Bradley Cooper, while he was definitely powerful, she like was with him toe to toe acting wise. I just like the ups and downs of those two characters. I mean, it was just such a good, I really enjoyed that movie. And I think between the two of them, as far as strong actors and actresses, I definitely think her role stood out to me. So I'm going to go with Carey on that, even though I think Lily Gladstone was, you know, phenomenal. However, I will say this. Emma Stone winning. Okay, fine. Whatever. Like you already said, she has done better in other roles that she has been in. She's been in movie industry for a very long time at this point. When it comes to, and I don't even know if there's a correlation because I can point to many different actresses that there is no correlation between winning an Oscar and getting more roles or getting just better opportunities, because there's a ton of Black actresses who's won Academy Awards and like their next movie is like Catwoman. Sorry, Hallie. But it's the truth. Like, unfortunately, especially for women of color, winning an Oscar does not mean that you have your career will ascend.
Right. Yeah.
you know, look at Lupita Nyong'o. Like, she, you know, she had this great breakout film. Right, yeah. 10 years, you know, was it 10 years of a slave? Whatever.
Yeah, 10 years 7 of a slave, yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. 10 years.
And,
ten,
like, yeah. It, whatever. And
yeah,
it hasn't, she has, she, while she's a great actress, the roles that we've seen her since have not been amazing. So I think for representation's sake, her being indigenous descent, and I really wanted that win just to, like, promote the representation of this woman and the community in general. And with the hopes that it would generate more roles for her and others in that community. But unfortunately, even if she won, I can't say that that
would
correlates.
Would definitely guaranteed. Right.
Because it doesn't, unfortunately, for women of color. It just doesn't. It does not.
Right. Yeah, it's no, you're right. And it's sad to admit that, but I forgot about Halle Berry.
I mean, that's who I thought of.
Like, I was thinking about, like, you know, women of color who had won. And, like, one of the first people that came to mind was Halle Berry. And then I was like, yeah, what did she do? And then you were like, Catwoman. And I was like, wait, was that after Monster Ball? That was the next.
I don't know if it was the next film, but it was one of the films.
It was
Yeah, I mean, has Halle Berry done had an Oscar worthy film? I mean, like, think of someone like who I love. So this is not shade towards her. Think of who's in, like, every goddamn thing that's, like, not Glenn Close, but she's one of them.
Meryl
Streep.
Yeah.
She can, like, you know, be a crazy older woman in a show on HBO and she's getting critically acclaimed. You know, like, no matter what she does, essentially turns to gold. But but women, you know, especially Black women, and I don't even think there's many Latina women who've won, or definitely obviously no Native women that have won, or Asian women that have won, a handful of those as well. That just doesn't translate. It does not translate to better roles or better opportunities. Right. It just does not.
Actually, now I'm thinking, what was that movie? Was it last year? Why am I thinking it's even this year? Like, it was the one that was, like, faster. It wasn't. Oh, Everything All at Once. That movie.
Oh yeah, that's on Netflix right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She
won the Asian lady one.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. I think because I was like, totally valid point. But then I do remember that being. That's standing out because I think that was, like, the first time, right? That, like, an Asian woman had won, which is wild. That's wild that it took until, you know, 2023. But yeah, I totally valid points. I think Emma Stone winning also just, I don't know. It sat funky with me just because, you know, even just thinking about, like, her body of work, I felt like she's done other stuff that I really loved. And I don't think, like, I thought she was, I'll say it. If people may judge me, I thought she was fantastic in Cruella. Pretty sure she wasn't, right? Like, I don't even know if she was nominated for that, but I was like, God, this is fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I don't know. It was not the, I don't know. I felt like it wasn't the part for me, I guess. We both kind of walked away and was like,
So for someone who has actually seen Oppenheimer, because I have not, what did you think of it taking best film? Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not surprised, though. Again, I have to say that with a lot of these movies, that it wasn't bad. It was just like that one was also another long one. Do I felt like overall, did it utilize the time better than Killers of the Flower Moon? Absolutely. Like it at least with that one, I felt like it was paced well. So even though it was like almost, I think, pretty much as long, it didn't feel that way. I think it did. I think the movie actually did a couple things that I wasn't expecting from a movie, and I mm-hmm. and that's why I could understand at the end of the day it winning, because I think okay. there was a certain amount of suspense that they created that I didn't really know that much about the story leading up to it. I don't, even if you had told me the story probably leading up to it, I don't even know that I would have thought that movie would have been suspenseful, but they created that. They did some interesting things, I feel like, even with the sound, which I thought was very cool. I don't know if other movies have used sound in that way, because it was a lot of, you know, part of the, like, the character's story is that I think he's also, like, battling mental illness. So there's times where, you know, noise is very overwhelming. Okay. And you literally can hear that in the film's sound mix. So I thought that was really interesting. I will say Robert Downey Jr. was very good in it.
Okay, so he deserves his Oscar.
So I do think he deserved it. He was very good in that. He was great in that movie.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a Christopher Nolan movie. And I just think that, you know, people love Christopher Nolan. They love what he does. You know, he does make good movies. Was that my favorite of his movies that I've seen? Absolutely not. But I think it did some interesting things that probably, you know, pushed it over the edge and, you know, over some of the other movies. But you should see it. Like, it definitely isn't. It's a movie that I would say you should see it.
Okay.
You know, Poor Things, I feel like it's a very unique film. So that might be one where I'd only recommend it to certain people if they were really into, like, kind of independent films.
Okay.
But Oppenheimer, I think people should see it. I think overall it was good. I get it.
It just, I think it's on Hulu or something now. So that is going to be my weekend assignment, is to get through this mm-hmm. fucking movie that's well over 3 hours. So we'll see.
It's well paced. I do feel like it's well paced. Okay. Yeah. And And I do think as a whole, all the actors are great in it. I mean, Matt Damon's in there playing a role that I was surprised. You know, I like Matt Damon, but I think I appreciate Jason Bourne, Matt Damon more than some of his more serious stuff. But yeah, you should see it. And Poor Things is on there too. So if you want to, you know, at least give it a shot and start watching it. And then if it's not for you, it's not for you. It's different. It's different. So that's, the Oscars are interesting. Oh, and if the holdovers, I don't know if that's available anywhere, but definitely that might be on. It's on Prime.
Okay.
It's on Amazon perfect. Prime. Yeah, perfect. That's a good one. Okay. So definitely, yeah, check that one out for sure.
All right, I'll do my Oscar homework the next few weeks.
Oh, that's like a whole, like, 48 hours right there with those movies.
I know. I feel like that's like 3 days worth of shit. That's like my whole weekend.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. So now Oscars is kind of, I just saw little bits and pieces, but yeah, I wasn't particularly thrilled to sit down and watch it. I did see the Ken performance. I did like
OMG.
Yeah. I love me some
Ryan Gosling is a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. He can act, mm-hmm. he can sing, he can dance. Mm-hmm. Do we know the origin story of Mr. Gosling?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
But I've been following. Stop it. Stop it. Are you talking about the same one that perhaps the shared origin story with Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera?
And J.C. Chazet.
That's right.
All members of mm-hmm. the Mickey Mouse Club in the early 90s.
MMC.
MMC. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this because that was a moment in my life as well. So this is early Disney Channel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Early Disney mm-hmm. Channel, probably like 91, 92, 93, that mm-hmm. era. Disney Channel was a special package deal with your cable mm-hmm. provider, like an HBO at the time that you have to pay extra for it. But they would offer people, if you had a cable, if you had cable, the cable service, just to get you enticed and make you want it, they would offer every few months, like a weekend of like a free weekend, you can watch the channel for free.
Right. Right.
And I remember as a kid, every time that free weekend or whatever few days they'd offer the trial so you can check it out, see if you want to order this channel, I would get excited. I would watch Mickey Mouse Club, all the things, all the Mickey programming. It was a lot more cartoons back then and Disney programming, like, you know, Disney movies and stuff like that. And then they had a couple TV shows like Mickey Mouse Club. So I would get a fix of whatever it was, maybe a week, whatever the promotion, the promo they had. But Young Yentl, there was a trick, because my parents weren't going to buy it. There was a trick that Young Yentl learned at 5 or 6 years old. That
were you scamming Disney?
I was motherfucking scamming the cable company. But let me tell you, ma'am.
Tell me. Look at me. I'm getting ready.
Right. So I knew, like, you know, this was a trial. My parents weren't going to buy the actual channel. So I had to rock with this for whatever the channel. Because I think it would be a ticker tape at the bottom saying, this is a trial. You know, you're getting this in order. You know.
Yes.
And it would tell you. So, and I think they told you when it was over. So here was the trick. If you left the television on, didn't change the channel, you can't change the channel, and you can't turn it off. You could keep this channel longer. So every time this promotion would run, I would never, I would beg my mom, do not turn off the
TV. Leave the TV on.
Don't change the channel. Young Yentl, a little scammer, that young girl.
Shut up.
And it would extend it probably 3 to 4 more days. And my mom was like, all right, whatever. But like, the ingenuity of me.
How did you figure that out?
Girl, I don't know, but I wanted to keep that channel to get all that content.
How did you figure that out?
I don't know. Insane. But, like, you know, I think at one point my dad had turned it off and I was, like, fucking devastated. Like, you don't understand. I can't get Disney Channel anymore.
He was like, that was supposed to be done 4 days ago. I don't know what to tell
and
you.
And I have no idea what you're talking about. You need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're saying.
You can't have the goddamn TV running this whole time.
All day, right? Are you crazy? Like, right.
The electricity.
So, the fucking electricity. Like, and you're worried about a fucking TV and you can't turn. You couldn't turn, change your channel. So the TV was like permanently on Disney Channel for days on end.
Disney. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's how I got my MMC fix back in the day. That's how whatever other things they were playing, I was watching until the trial was over.
That's crazy. And and you know what's even wilder now? I'm like thinking about it some more. Wasn't what's her face also part of that crew? Felicity. Carrie
she
Russell.
She was? I didn't know she's an MMC. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. I'm about to look this
she's
up.
A singer?
MMC.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Let me double check. Yep. She was on there with Britney and I couldn't tell you. I don't remember her songs like the way that I remember Justin Timberlake songs, but of course, you know, I was looking for Mr. Timberlake. I had a crush even back then. So I have no idea. I don't know what she's saying. I'm sure she was great, but I don't know.
So every time Ryan Gosling does something like this, the internet explodes for like 24 hours with a clip of him and Justin and JC and another member of MMC doing their rendition of Jodeci's song "Cry for You."
Isn't that crazy?
And every time this clip circulates the internet for 24 hours, I watch it like over and over and over. And they all are, you know, either pre-teens or teens, and they're all little, and they're all singing this like R&B song and doing
like,
the dance.
And like deep R&B.
Right,
like it's a deep R&B
this
cut.
This is Jodeci R&B cut. And I cry every time. I mean, they're good singers. They're kids. They're kids. So they, you know, they sing like little kids.
Sure.
But they're singing this very adult song, by the way.
Very adult.
And, you know, doing the dancing and the body
the
moving.
And the,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I laugh because they have such personality for these like little kids. And here comes Ryan Gosling coming out the cut with his little solo part. And he just is so cool as a little kid. So
does he do like the whole like, you know, when they like try to make
no,
their
he has
like,
a higher voice. So he does. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, back then he did.
I mean,
yes.
I guess they all did. Really?
Most of them. I think JC
was the one holding it down. Like,
right. JC is the only one that actually sounds like JC today. The other ones are like, their voice didn't crack yet.
They were
chipmunks.
Yeah.
They were all chipmunks.
Oh,
but
that's hilarious.
I love it so hard. Every time I watch it, and little Justin, he has a little high voice too. And it's cute, but I love the song itself. Like, I fucking love Jodeci. So to see these little white kids sing Jodeci on Mickey Mouse Club.
It kills me every time.
They're like, no, Ryan's been that dude since, you know, shit, 1991.
Right. Since back in the day.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I was very excited.
I would love to hear. I don't know if you know or like if you've read any interviews. Like, I don't know if he's talked about it, but like, why? When did he make like
the decision not to do music.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I have not heard. I mean, I'm sure in some interview he's talked about it, but I've not gotten the skinny on why he decided to do acting versus singing, because he has a good voice. I mean, per the Oscars a couple of nights ago, that it was phenomenal. He can dance. He was dancing when he was a little kid. He was like, even there's another clip that circulates. He was like a dance class, you know, like
I'm
local.
Like looking up all this. Yeah. I'm like,
young
Ryan Gosling
jazz
dancing.
Little dance team. And like, he was the lead with all a bunch of girls. Yes. Yes. So like, he can dance, he can sing. He's like he's an actor. Like, so he's done all the things, but I don't know why he decided on acting. Right. Yes.
Oh, I just Googled. Please, everyone, Google. Yes, please look up young Ryan Gosling dancing. Because is he like the only guy?
The only boy in a bunch of little girls. Yes. And he has the front. And they put him front and center.
They put him front and center.
So he has the chops. I am curious as to why he decided acting versus singing.
Yeah, I love this.
He's a Renaissance man, Mr. Gosling.
I could dedicate a whole episode to just watching. Like, so many things come up now. Another one, he's wearing he's a young man, I think like 13, but like, this must have been, I don't know, maybe during like, when did George Michael do Freedom?
Oh, I don't know. I was
or like Faith or like, I don't know. The pants are a little, there's like a tightness to them that I feel like is very like circa, you know, George Michael, Faith. And like, he's wearing like a white t-shirt in this one photo. So I'm just like, I feel like he was going for a look, a very specific look during this whatever dance thing this is. But oh my gosh.
And last thing about Mr. Gosling, he married, I always forget that they're married, but he married, what's her name again? Why am I blanking on her name? Eva Mendes.
Training Day, like, Trick. No, I know. It's Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes. It's just, I always forget that that's her husband, because it's kind of an odd pairing. In theory, in my head. So I'm always like, I mean, whatever. Right. We're paid. They're happy. I'm happy. But it's just like, oh, you're married to Eva Mendes. So it's like, there's layers in Mr. Gosling that I don't quite understand. But I respect it. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, good for him. I loved his performance, the Ken performance. I too will, you know, after we finish our episode, I will go back and I will watch all the videos. I love it. I love me some MMC. I'm a fan. And I love La La Land. I forgot about that.
I totally forgot about La La Land.
Yeah. With Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Did she win for that one?
I don't know if she won. I think this is her first Oscar. I'm like pretty sure it's her first Oscar. But yeah, she was in that as well.
Yeah. Do you know what's crazy? Talking about like couples and like things that I've forgotten. I thought I was reading, I was looking at articles earlier today and like talking about her win, and they showed a picture of her husband. And I was like, since when? Like, I thought she was still with like Spider-Man dude. Fuck, what was his name? Andrew Garfield, I think.
I have no idea.
She was still with him. Okay.
He played I don't know much about her. Who's I saw her kiss someone. Who is her husband?
Some guy?
Is he famous as well?
Bad. I feel like we're...
I know. We got to do better with her pop culture.
I know. Because we... <We're>
like... Honestly, when it comes to the whites, I don't know a lot of them. So... The Emmas, they all kind of, they kind of just blend.
I feel like I used to be better. And
I think I was too. Like maybe 15 years ago, this would have been a different conversation. But as I get older, I'm less checked into the pop culture and it's hard to decipher the same guy over and over. So when you say, even if you gave me that guy's name, Emma's husband, I still couldn't pick him out in a lineup because I don't know. They're getting a little homogenous to me.
And I don't know this guy. David McCary?
Couldn't tell you.
I think. Hold on, Mary the Fawn. I don't know. People. He does something with SNL.
All right. Whatever.
I guess he's like a comedy person. Awesome. Cool. Good for you.
Good for
you.
No idea.
But it's so funny. I went to her Wikipedia page and the picture that they show is with her and Andrew Garfield. Like they don't even, it's not even like a picture with her current husband. So I'm like, I thought they were still together.
So they divorced and then she remarried. Is that what happened?
I don't even think she married. I don't know if she ever married the guy I'm thinking of. Hold on.
Okay. Well,
I think they just dated for a long time. And I just thought I just don't ever remember hearing about her getting married or, and how would I know? I don't know, but just assumed that she was still with Spider-Man and she is not. So my bad. My bad, Emma.
Cool. Well, all right.
Yeah, I know. We will segue out of that. Do we want to, should I hit you with the one of my topics?
The existential topic of the day. Yes, please go for it.
Yes.
Set it up, Vicky.
So this has been a question that I feel like has been floating around the internets for some time, but I came across it again recently and thought I would present it to Yento and the listeners. So I feel like the question is, what will be our generations? I'm throwing you in the same category.
Millennials.
But I know we talked before and we've had our moments of like, you're like, nah, you're older. Like you're a millennial. And I was like, now I'm still millennial.
Yeah, we're still millennial. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the question is, what would be our generation's midlife crisis? Like, you know, back in the day when people would talk about it, I guess, the stereotypical ones for guys is just, you know, getting a fast car, dating a younger woman. And I think the way that it was kind of being presented was, you know, what will be this generation's midlife crisis, but like specifically women, like what is it going to be? And people were throwing out different things, many of which I feel like I have embraced, which gave me some pause.
Okay. Give me a couple.
So no. Oh, I don't want to tell you. I want you to tell me what you think it would be first or what your thoughts would be. And then I'll tell you what I've seen. Because you will laugh. Because I'll tell you and you'll be like, oh, that probably is you and you're going through it right now. So yeah.
I would say things that I consider, I don't know, maybe the millennial version of midlife, maybe like finally buying a house. Like we didn't get to do that when our parents did it in their 20s. So maybe buying a house would be considered a midlife crisis at our age.
You think it would be a midlife crisis? Like,
becoming more home focused, like. You know, maybe getting into like decorating or like getting just becoming more like creating a nesting. Because generally millennials kind of, we didn't really have the opportunity to do that for a long time. So maybe that's like a moment of like, oh, I am aging. This is a sign of me getting older. I think because of the job market, we were receptive to millennials in general with all the, every fucking crisis since 9/11. We're probably going to do a career change. I think that might be a sign of like a midlife crisis for millennials. One, we don't really, we change jobs a lot, which makes sense, but I think not just a job change, but a career change. So that might be a midlife crisis. Like, what am I doing in this field?
Okay.
I need to like literally create a different path.
Right.
And that's super unlike other generations that stayed at one job pretty much forever. But like, not just staying at a job, but like, you know, staying in one career, staying in one job. Now we're like, we switch around different jobs, but maybe midlife choice and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And I'm going to do something else.
I'm going to become a pastry chef. Like, I went to school for nursing, but I want to do. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I think that could be a sign of millennial midlife
crisis. Yeah. So some of the things that I saw, and they were presented different ways, like the wording of them was a little different, but I feel like all kind of harkened back to this question of midlife crisis. One of them was creating a crafts room, like having a special space for all your crafts. Done that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have a closet. Of the crafts. One was becoming a plant mom.
Plant mommy.
Cut to a woman who had a whole bunch of plants. What else did I see? I think that was it. I think the main one was just like a craft room or like picking up different hobbies. Like just this idea that I think maybe kind of going to what you were saying about the job market or maybe even just like all the crazy shit that like we've seen during our time, that there is just this need to want to do something that just gives us that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
So there's all these different versions of it. So, right, it's crafts and picking up different hobbies. I think somebody, I feel like I saw someone who was talking about like knitting or not,
crochet.
So just seeing some of them, I just thought I was like, oh, wait a minute, wait, what am I going through it right
pickleball.
Now
because I don't
that could be that is
even though a lot of generations has embraced it, but you know they're
really like young people are out there playing pickleball.
For sure.
The only people I hear talk about it is like our age. Like, I don't know.
Younger
people. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. That is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the boomers are too.
Really? The boomers are out here playing?
Retirement communities. They're like leagues. All those old people retirement communities and senior living. Huge pickleball leagues. So it is a thing.
If I pick up pickleball, we've crossed into a different category for me.
Wow, the shade on the pickleball.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I think we talked about this one before.
We have, and I don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
But it's like any other hobby.
I guess I just have a great disdain for wiffle ball. I hated wiffle ball.
But
I just remember
wiffle ball.
Are you hitting a plastic ball? What is the ball made out of? What's the ball made out of?
I thought
it's not like a hollow plastic.
No.
I'm about to look this up. Then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a horrible person who has just grouped pickleball into. Hold on. Let me look this up. Pickleball. What is the ball made out of? Because that's what I see when I see pickleball. I see wiffle ball. And I'm just like,
it kind of is a wiffle ball. All right, whatever.
See, okay. And that's what I don't, it's also like, What's the Midwestern one? I know it's here too, but the throwing the bean bags into the hole. Cornhole? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I never really played that. Maybe like one time in college or law school.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, but that's just never like, I've gone to parties where people were like genuinely excited about that. They were like, oh man, I get next. And I'm like, it's like not fun skeet ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, skeet ball was fun. Like, I remember going to the arcade and you would like roll the ball. And I felt like there was, I don't know, more skill involved. Maybe I'm an elitist. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there's just some games that I don't get. And pickleball is one of them. And so if you ever see me talking about it, or if I have joined a league, that would probably be my personal midlife crisis. Like, then you'll know for sure that something's up with me.
So Nikki's not joining a pickleball league?
No.
Okay.
I am not.
What about like axe throwing? I feel like that's very millennial as well.
Oh yeah, you're right. That is,
and there's leagues and all the things.
There are leagues. Yeah, I do. I have done it.
Yeah,
I think I enjoy it. Yeah, I would do that a million and one times over before pickleball.
Okay,
axe throwing, I'm cool. I would even try. My husband saw the other day. There's I guess, I don't know what they're called. Maybe they're called break rooms, but like you literally go in there and can just break shit.
Oh, sure. I've seen that.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. You know, maybe I've had a rough week at work. Let me go to the break room. Let me just break some stuff. Cool. Got it. Pickleball, not so much. Wait, have you played? I can't remember. Am I just, am I also shading my friend? Am I
you
shading
are,
pickleball?
But it's okay.
And okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, whatever. We'll be fine. We're good.
We'll get through it. We'll get through this.
We'll get through it. We'll go to counseling. Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Oh man. So yeah, that was the internet talking about the midlife crisis and what that would look like. And I just, when I saw people talking about it, I was like, oh my God, I'm going through some of that right now. So I just thought it was hilarious. So we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. We'll see if Yentl finds herself embracing any of that. Do you have any of those things? Do you have a craft room or like?
No, I'm not into crafts. I do lust about changing my whole career, but it just has to be something that can be lucrative. But that's probably the only thing I'm currently lusting after. But
okay.
Other than that, I haven't. I do want to like get a true hobby, but I have to find what that is. Like, I've dabbled in pickleball. It's cool, but I'm not going to change my life for it or join a team.
Right.
But I do want to find something I really, really, really like. I just have to figure that out. But yeah,
haven't found that yet.
Yeah, it definitely will not be a craft room. That is not up my alley. But when I lived alone, I definitely was plant mommy. I had a few plants. I started with the one behind you, and then I said, let's scale this down and do something that I can actually take care of. So, and then I got a dog. I mean, I feel like most millennials at this point have more pets than children. So.
That's a good point.
That could be midlife, because I feel like you got to have some stability to kind of take care of a dog. And whether you have kids or not, I feel like that's like a good indication of like things are stable in your life. You can take care of something other than yourself and perhaps a kid.
Right. Now, do you think, would you get any other pets? Would you get another dog? Is that something that's
as
ever
a single woman?
Your...
A single woman who likes to be somewhere else once a month at minimum
and travel.
I'm two on the go, and I always feel bad like leaving. I'm very fortunate right now that I have parents who will take my dog and they love her as their own. But even when I was living alone with her, it became difficult. And you know, always adding that extra cost to an already costly trip of either, you know, pet sitting or taking her with me. It's just too costly. And having two to do that, no, I can't. So, if I ever become coupled, that'd be something to discuss. If I had someone else to take care of. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm only doing it for cost savings. I mean, cost wise and like my time. But if I was in a relationship, I would certainly have another dog.
So, okay. So maybe this is kind of the kids question. So like, would you, if you were in a in a relationship and all, you know, you've got the money, you've got the resources, whatever, like how many pets would you have?
Two. Like, that's it.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
No, that's it. It's just one, two.
Yeah. I'm not like, I love pets. I want, you know, 1,000 dogs or cats type person. No, okay. But I do wish that my dog had a companion. So I guess I feel like I'm like a single mom. Like, I mean, I wish she wasn't the only child or the only pet, but she is. But yeah, I would not have a ton. It's just not too much. But I do enjoy the dogs. I do.
Yeah. Aww. All right. So we'll see what the future holds. Maybe you'll find someone and they'll be a blended. You'll have your own
blended dog puppy. Family. Love that for us.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, that was so cool. Cute. Very so cute. Adorable.
Very, ooh, very cute.
Yes. All right. Well, what else we got?
Is
it time?
It's time. Okay.
Let's do it. All right. What was that?
I always laugh because we do the horns and then we actually put the actual air horn. So it's like double air horn. It's all right. Well,
yeah, I know. It's fine.
Well, it's,
you know,
I like it. I like, actually, I like our air horns, but I do like the other ones too.
All right. We're surprisingly like on key. Like, I feel like, so I'll hear it and then I'll put in the sound and I'm like, we're like, I feel like we know it now. Like we could just know do our own air horn.
No, and, you know, we'll keep the air horns.
We'll keep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you know what it is, y'all. It's motherfucking Jersey trivia. Trivia.
I should have done like a Ryan Gosling dance to that as you
Jersey
were saying it.
Trivia. Tonight. Okay. All right. I know. I love you, Jodeci. KC and JoJo. Thank you for giving us that banger. Okay. You know, Nikki, last week you sent me, and I was like, I like the theme you were giving me. You were giving me, you are exploring Jersey, which I am jealous that you are able to do.
All right.
You are checking out the towns. You are checking out the scenes up and down New Jersey. And I really love that. And so I'm going to offer to you today, potentially another place that you can visit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Which means I probably won't know it, but sure. Then I'll have to go and visit it.
I'll give you some hints along the way that since you might know. You might know it, and I'll give you some hints that hopefully that may help. Okay. Yeah. So this town in Middlesex County, so it's a Central Jerseying. Recently won this year's, they won the Great American Main Street Award. This prize was a big turnaround for the town, which 7 years ago it opened. They really revitalized the storefront vacants, and all the main street is like very, very vital now. And they won this, like, basically this Main Street Award of every town in America. So they have done great strides in the last few years. So yeah, they're revitalized. It's in Central Jersey, Middlesex County. Yes, it is a town, so it's not a city. And it is available to you by train, more specifically the New Jersey Transit. It is on the Northeast Corridor line. So there's very few in that region that's on that line. So hopefully that narrowed it down some.
Northeast. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the one. That's my old line, I think.
I don't know if it's your line, but it goes from, you know, it goes from Hoboken down to Trenton. So that line goes from North to South Jersey all the way down to Trenton, and then you can transfer to Philly and the opposite way to New York City.
Okay. So No. I'm misremembering. Yeah. Okay. So that wasn't my old line. All right. I'm just going to name all the towns I know in Middlesex County because I lived there for a hot minute.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Old Bridge, New Jersey.
No.
Okay. Perth Amboy.
No.
South Amboy?
No.
Is that over there?
I don't think that is, but no.
Now I'm like, I'm trying to think like going along routes 1 and 9. What else is over there? And what's crazy is that it is, that area is also kind of close to Staten Island. Like, I feel
it
like
is.
One of the bridges.
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
Cuts over.
It
yeah.
does. It does. It is very close.
I know you're going to tell me and I'm going to immediately
be mad at yourself.
So
I know.
I'm going to be so mad at myself because what else is over there? I know those. No, just tell me because I'm going to be sitting here and my millennial brain is not going to process it.
It is a stop on that that Northeast line. It is Metuchen. Mm. Metuchen.
Oh, I would not have gotten that. Metuchen.
Metuchen. Yes, it is a stop on the New Jersey Transit line. I think it's a stop right before New Brunswick, actually. And it won this year the, Great American Main Street Award. They were the finalist. And that means they revitalized their main street. It is a very cute little small town. You can write again, you can get off at the train line and walk right onto Main Street and go check it out. I haven't been in Metuchen since Rutgers, so I don't know much about it, but I thought it was fascinating that this little town with the other winners were like Danville, Virginia, Florence, North Carolina, and some other small towns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, there's like a lot going on down there and they have good restaurants and, little nice shops and cute little boutiques. So they've done like a really, it's very small town vibe. So like, don't expect anything super exciting, but their downtown is like cute.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good restaurants, a cute little coffee shop.
Did you used to like hang out there when you were at Rutgers? Was that like
a
town you would
like check
out?
No, because it wasn't a thing. It wasn't. No, back then it wasn't anything exciting. You probably had three shops. This is all within the last like few years.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because I was like, I don't know Metuchen. I was like, I don't even.
Honestly, the only reason I know Metuchen is because it's the stop right before New Brunswick. So that's how I remember it. It was like, Metuchen, next stop, New Brunswick. So I knew to get my ass up because it was like a 2 minute, 3 minutes away from New Brunswick stop.
And you have to make sure you walk to the car where the doors actually open so you wouldn't be like stuck all the way.
Exactly.
I know.
I'm shocked that this little small town won a national award, but that means it's a place for you to go visit. Since you're into touring Jersey.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out because I did not, I had not heard of that town before. I mean, that's great. It sounds like they really, this is a recent thing where they really revitalized a lot of, stuff in the downtown area. But I couldn't even, if you didn't tell me Middlesex County, I would not, you tell me that town, I'd be like, I don't know where that is. I don't know this man. I don't know this town. That's what I would be saying because I was not familiar with it at all. So no, I'll check it out. I will definitely check it out. I want to see now. I'm pulling it up. I want to see what is like the major, I wonder what like major roadway goes through there. But anyways, I will explore. You've given me
another. Add it to your list.
My list of things to check out. Very, very cool. Damn, I'm going to have to travel a bunch because now this is going to be the thing. This is how I'm going to like every week or every time I do trivia, I'm going to have to try and stump you. So I'm just going to have to keep traveling and
you
got to
go around the state. Which,
I know.
Honestly, it's awesome because I would love to do that with you, but I'm so far.
I'm so far away. That's okay. We will figure out. We've been talking about it, but if we could do Atlantic City this year, that would be awesome.
Oh, shit.
If not, 2025, you know, but one of these days we're going to do it. We have to do Yentl Nikki saltwater taffy run Atlantic City, all the goodness. So okay. Yeah, we'll explore eventually.
Okay.
All right. Well, awesome. I'm up next. I will do some exploring this weekend, hopefully, so I can stump Yentl. Yeah. Want to do your recap? I don't even remember what we talked about today. What did we even talk about?
Watch some of the Oscar movies because I'm way behind. I have like a million things to watch this weekend. It's going to take me 2 weeks to get through five films, but you know, that's just the name of the game with these 4 hour long films. Tell us, DM us, you know where we are. DM us what you've noticed as we are beginning to age, what your midlife crisis contributions have been thus far. And lastly, like, look, Jersey, we do this. Like, the fact that we fucking won a national award, one of the coolest revitalizations of a little Main Street award, you know what it is.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
Don't sleep on Jersey.
Don't sleep on Jersey.
We be out
here. Shout out to the New York haters that listen to this show. You know who you are. They tried to drag me earlier. What's the smelliest state?
Wait, who tried to drag you?
A New Yorker.
Who?
What's the smelliest state? New Jersey.
How dare you?
Who are the biggest New Jersey haters? New York. New York. Did there any towns in New York make that list? Probably not. Were they finalists? No.
Where they live right now? They still in New York?
They're still in New York. The Bronx specifically.
Okay. All right. Let's check in on them in like 5 years. How old are they?
38.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and say your midlife crisis, sir or ma'am, will be moving to Jersey.
Ooh,
that's what's going to happen.
And I have been privy to this person's life, and I know she's explored living in New Jersey. Hi, hater. Bye, hater. Hi, hater. So take your smelly Ellie ass.
We'll see you in a little. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be here.
Can you stop it?
You'll be here.
You mean to tell you? I can't believe you didn't hit us with this until now, the end of the episode, because I could easily do 20 minutes on this. Cross the bridge. Go over the GW. You're going to see some things and you're going to be like, why do I live in New York? You know it. I know it. Yentl knows it.
Preach.
See you in a couple years, ma'am. You in Jersey. I don't even know you. I don't even know you, but I know.
They all come here. They all do.
They all do. Okay.
What's the smelliest state? How dare you? Anyway.
Smelliest state. How dare you with your hot garbage during the summer?
Literally.
How dare you?
The stinkiest city in the fucking country. And the nerve. And the rattiest. How dare you?
The
unmitigated gall.
The audacity. The audacity, ma'am. Stop it.
This is why New Yorkers and New Jerseyans, we will have forever beef because of shit like this.
And you know what? Like, and on our end, at least, we know it's all misguided. Like, we know that this is the dumb, like, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to yourself, the smell. And then you're going to hit us. It's not even a good diss. Mm-hmm. You're going to hit us with the smelliest. Stop it. Talk about, you know, garbage calling the trash black or whatever metaphor. Like, how dare you?
Because
it's like, you know what's good? The pot calling kettle black. Yeah. Like, how are you gonna say we smelly when there's literally, I'm gonna call, make sure you call this friend on that, like, the moment the temperature gets up to 80, call them and be like, hey.
How bad does it smell by you? How many rats how you are doing? Running around? Mm-hmm. Eating the garbage, the hot garbage.
Mm. Mm. I don't even know this friend and I want to fight them. And this is bad. This is not even, because, you know, at the end of the day, they probably support us. Do you listen? Are they listeners? Yes. They probably are, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. I will allow it. I will. But still. We love you, but you're wrong.
100% wrong. 100%. But whatever. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in, even though we probably just lost a listener, but that's fine.
We definitely did. This mm-hmm. is, we got to check the count after this episode drops.
Yeah.
And see if it just goes down by one, be like, that was Bronx. That was Bronx right
Bronx,
there.
Bronx is out.
All right.
Yeah.
Bronx is out. All right. Yeah. Well, okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, whatever. Thank you for listening. Until next time,
keep it Jersey.
Keep it Jersey, y'all. Good night.
Bye. Bye.